Your pastor. That's the 23rd Pastoral Appreciation honoring Bishop Rodney Shepherd and Elder Luna Shepherd. It said an expected end, Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. We want to also invite you to come out to the Jehovah Shalom International Kingdom Ministry School of Ministry and Training College. There'll be a clergy workshop. On-site registration is $10. Saturday, June 22nd. From 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and the guest speaker will be a chief apostle trainer. Amen. The address is 1100 Sparkscout Road, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Apostle Deborah D. Curitan is the senior pastor. They're also going to have a musical workshop. The fee is $10. It's going to be June 29, 2019, at the Jehovah Shalom International Kingdom Ministry from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Pastor Beverly Jackson is going to be the guest speaker. She could be teaching how to praise Dan, how to play the keyboard. It's just going to be different things that she's going to be ministering and teaching you how to do. And the pastor Deborah Glenn Curitan is the senior pastor. It's going to be 1100 Sparkscout Road there in Bessemer, Alabama. And the Jehovah Shalom International Kingdom Ministry School of Ministry and Training College, it's got early registration, which began in June of this month, 2019. Classes started September 2019. It said we offer lessons in understanding the ministry, the Old and the New Testament, the life of Christ, establishing your spiritual gifts, your ministry license, and ordination of the fivefold tracts. And the thing is coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 11th through the 12th verses. In the contact, the registrar's office, you can call Pastor Ruben Walker at 205-613-8005. Or else you can call Pastor Brenda Richardson at 205-881-8872. This class is going to be held at 1100 Sparkscout Road, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020, where Pastor Deborah Dan Securitan is the senior pastor. Amen. And that's you. The bear all announcements in mind. And don't forget about next week, the 23rd Pastoral Appreciation, honoring Bishop Rodney Shepherd and Elder Luna Shepherd there at the Word of Faith Worship Center right there in Silver, Alabama. What the pastor of that church is Bishop Bernard Steele, the senior pastor. Amen. This time, we thank God for our speaker of the hour. And after the speaker of the hour get through, God laid on my heart to give away a pack of T-bone steaks. Got steaks. It got 3 T-bones in it. And the other pack got 2 ribeye steaks in it. And y'all also laid on my heart to put, I got 2 potatoes in one of them and 3 potatoes in one of them. I got 2 cans of baked beans. And I also go 2 boxes of macaroni. Amen. So that what God laid on my heart to bless the father with Father's Day. Amen. I want someone, you know, to call for their dad, or else I want the fathers to call. But whoever to call, I want them to call. But it's going to be after the word of God. After the word of God, the man of God come around, then I'm going to get back up. And the number to call is 205-926-6286. That's it, Brother Bruce. 205-926-6286. So after the word of God, I'm going to...
Correct.
I'm 926-6286
here at the station. So make that call right after the preaching. Somebody call with their father or father.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to give you an opportunity to call in. At this time, we're going to call the man of God around for the word of God. Evangelist Roberts.
Thank you, Evangelist Shepherd. I didn't make no mistake by calling you that. I did it on purpose.
Amen. 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 It don't matter.
It's time for the fivefold ministry.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to start out today in John, and then we're going to go to Acts.
Amen.
John chapter 9, verse 3 Amen. Through 7. Let me pray. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Father, for this opportunity to once again speak your word, Father. Father, we ask you to let it help somebody out, Father, and where they're at, Father. Yes, and Lord God, we ask you to meet them where they're at, Father.
Yes,
Father, we also ask you to anoint my lips that anything I say will be of you, Father, and not of Robert. Take any of Robert out of it, Father. Father, let it be of you. If you were preaching on the mountains, on the Sea of Galilee, Father, let it be just to you, Father. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 9, verse 3. Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but the works of God should be made manifested in him. Amen. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay. I missed a verse. Verse 5. He is the light of the world. With him in the world, there's always light. Verse 6. When he has thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he another anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpreted as sin. He went his way, therefore, and washed and become sinning. What I want to talk to you about today is the subject of he is the light in the world.
All right.
In the midst of our darkness, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of the greatest thing, he is still the light. He's the overwhelming light. And I'm going to talk about somebody who had an overwhelming light happen to them. If you'll turn with me to Acts chapter 9.
Amen.
While you're turning there, in Matthew it says, ye the light of the world, as a city is the sent on a hill cannot be hidden. So his light cannot be hidden in this darkness. It will outshine any darkness in this world.
Yes.
And it's and in chapter 9, verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out of threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. He went unto the high priest and desired him letters to the Damascus, to the synagogues, that he found any of this way, any that believed in the Lord, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Which lets us know that was women talking about the Lord in that time, right there. And he said unto them, journeyed. He came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined a light around about him from heaven. Let me tell you something. The light of the world will outshine any, the light of Jesus will outshine any light of in this world that is darkness or not darkness. Paul thought he was doing the right thing when he was going to Damascus. He honestly really thought he was doing the right thing. He really thought the Lord was not the Lord. But it took a great light to change his path. It took a trial, a tribulation to change his path, to get him where God needed him to be. And so it says, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why thou persecutest me? And he said unto him, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said to him, I am that Jesus, who thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city. It is shall be told that thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice. So God can be audible, but seeing no man. And Saul arose the earth and went. His eyes were open. He saw no man, but they led him by hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without a sight, and nothing did he eat or drink. And there was a certain disciple named at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street called Straight, and inquire into the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and he has seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Let me tell you something, that light had to blind him to get him to see which way he needed to go. And then Ananias answered, Lord, this is where we at sometimes with Christians when God tells us to do something. We're just like Ananias in the light. Then Ananias answered and said, Lord, I heard by many of this man how much evil he have done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that called upon thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went in his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him and brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou hast come and hast sent me. Let you know God is working on both ways when he's doing something. Right. Thou mightest receive thy sight. You got to have that light to receive the sight. and he might be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes, it had been scales, and he received sight, wherefore, and arose, and it was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened, and then saw certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God.
Amen.
What I want to bring to you is, there is times in our life that we have to be blinded by the Holy Ghost. We have to be blinded by the power of Jesus to get us back on the straight, the road called straight. Because even as Christians, sometimes we vary off to the left.
Right.
We vary off to the right.
Right.
We try to go back into the world that we came from. But we need to go keep on straight. And the only way to keep on straight is to have a relationship with a man named Jesus.
Yes.
What that means is, just like you saw with Ananias, there's a communication on both levels with the light of the world.
Yes.
In that light of the world, there's a communication. So if I'm praying and I'm talking to God, I expect him to talk back to me.
Yes.
Where I know what to do. I know where to go. I know who to talk to and what to do in my life. I know I have to establish my ways unto the Lord, because he will make them succeed. And
yes.
That's in Proverbs 16:3. You'll find that there, that if you establish your ways unto the Lord, he will make them succeed.
Yes.
So now Saul had a choice, that now he could either stay blind or he could establish his way. He could establish his ways unto the Lord.
Yes.
And guess what? He made them succeed. Even though he got put in jail, even though he got beat and bruised, he still established his way. He still preached the gospel that Jesus Christ was the Lord and the Savior.
Yes.
He sat at the right hand of the Father. He died on the cross and rose on the third day.
Yes.
There's many of us Christians think we're doing the right thing, but sometimes we're doing the wrong thing. We got to get back to the Bible. We got to get back to our straight and narrow path.
Yes.
We got to get back to letting the light be of Jesus, and the not following the light of the world, because the light of Jesus will keep us out of the darkness. Yes,
right.
There'll be trials and tribulations that we'll go
yes.
through, but there's always a shining light. I like to say, this is a quote that I made up: if you put light in you, you'll get light out. If you put darkness in you, you'll get darkness out of you. Because
right.
if I fill a cup with water, I'm only get water out of it. If I fill a cup with Coke, I'm only going to get Coke. Same thing with our body, same thing with our vessel. If I fill it only with Jesus, if I fill it only with the gospel. So in my everyday life, the gospel is going to come out. Even in my job, even with my wife, the gospel is going to come out. And let me talk about marriage just for a second. We have to be able to communicate in a marriage. If you don't have a communication with your wife or your husband, you have to get back to the basics of having a relationship with Jesus Christ through the light of the world. Because in times in our darkness and trials that we go through, that there is times in our life that we have to understand that the only one we can lean on is Jesus.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
It's Jesus.
And I want to say this in Psalms 119 and 105. It says, "Your word is the light lamp for my feet and the light to my path."
Yes.
Without that word of God being established, it says, read the word, study the word, so it might be in your heart, so you might not sin against God.
Yes.
People don't like the word holiness no more. But you got to start to try to live a holy life.
Yes.
I understand if you mess up, because the Bible said we all fall short of the glory of God.
Yes.
But God gives us an option. He says, I am grace. I cover those accidental sins.
Yes.
All you have to do is ask forgiveness, and you shall forgive. But you also got to forgive yourself. You got to use that light to cover many things in that grace.
Yes.
But if you don't use it the right way, and you just say, oh, I'm forever saved, and you go out there back to where you came from, you're not saved no more. You got an issue. Matthew 4:16 says, the people living in darkness have seen great light. See, there's even a light in the darkness too. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. So there's a light that they see, but it's not the light of Jesus. That light of Jesus will also start to fix things. It will start to convict you. It will start to change you from the inside out. There's people say, well, homosexuality, we were born that way. Yes, you were born that way, because you all were born in sin. But there's a thing that if you are a homosexual, if you give your life to God, God will start to change you from the inside out, and he'll start to change you around. I was almost in a cult. He started changing me around. I was 2 seconds from drinking blood and being in a cult covenant. And that would not have been a good thing with the anointing of God on my life. It would have been a bad thing. But my mama taught me and put the light and helped me learn the Bible at a young age, and it was instilled inside of me. And I heard her voice say, "Get out of here, boy. I told you not to hang out with them anyway." And so that light that she instilled in me still was there, and I knew I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, because sometimes when you follow the wrong people, you get in the wrong situations. But see, the one thing I had that some other people may not have, I had Jesus on my side. I was a believer. I was just doing it because I thought it was cool and fun.
Yeah.
But guess what? In the same way, let your light shine before others, that you may see your goodness deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. So we must let our light shine. But if our light is not the light of Jesus, if our light is not the guiding light of the Holy Ghost, then we need to go back and get down to the altar, get back into the Bible, and get ourselves straight before we can help somebody else. Amen. If I am totally broken, now I don't mean I have issues. I am not perfect. But if you're so broken and you're so disturbed, every word of coming out of your mouth is not anything about God, and it destroys people. Because see, we as Christians, here we go. We as Christians with the light in us, we have power and authority in our words. We can either lift somebody up or we can tear them down. And so if we are not lifting people up with the light of Jesus, then we are doing the wrong thing. So just like Ananias could have said, "God, I am not doing it. That man's killed too many Christians. I am not doing it. I'm not doing this." But Ananias said, "God, whatever your will is, I'll do. I will take this light. I'll be the conduit for you. I don't understand really why you want me to go pray for the man that's been killing us. But I'm going to go pray for this man that's been killing us anyway. Because you told me to, God, and I trust you. And my protection is in the light of the world, which is you." So the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So when Jesus is in the world, even though we think sometimes that the light, the dark is overcoming the world, but it is not. We are just not accessing the light anymore.
Yes, amen.
Let me say that again. The darkness is not overcoming the world. We have just stopped accessing the light of Jesus. So in our lives, we have to understand that we have to access the light of Jesus, not just on Sundays or on Wednesday nights, or when you're called to speak on a radio, or whenever you get the opportunity to speak. But we have to access that light first thing in the morning. We have to die to the cross every single day. I get up in the morning, 4 or 5, and say the first thing I do is, "God, I am yours. I died in my flesh today. Whatever you need me to do today, you got my path. You got my way. You make sure I am okay, God, because you're the one that's in control. You're the light of the world. And let me have somebody to witness to, God." Say that somebody got saved on my route because of that prayer, I believe. He said, I was believing, and I saw how you carry yourself, and I see how friendly you are, even though I've been mean to you. But I kind of said the Lord's Prayer at home, but I want you to guide me in the Lord's Prayer being a minister. Now he's established in a church where he needs to be.
And
he got saved because I shine the light of the world. And that's what I challenge you to do. Don't be negative. The Bible in Philippians 2:14 says, "Do not complain or grumble about anything." And so a lot of us Christians will complain and will grumble about anything. So think about it. If we're complaining and grumbling, we got somebody who is not saved watching us. Instead of saying, "God, you got this. God, you're the light of the world. You got this, Jesus." Because I remember a story about some men on a ship. And they were on the ship, right? And there was a storm all about around them. There were the disciples. And there was a storm going around them. And the master was sleeping in the bottom of the ship. And so there's a story. And then they had the light of the world, which is peace. So when I'm going through trials, if I have peace with me, my wife laughs at me because when a tornado or a bad storm comes, I go to sleep. And I do that on purpose because I know the light of the world lives inside of me and he's going to protect me. So if the disciples on this ship would have just went and laid down with Jesus and said, "Jesus, you're the peace. I'm going to take care of this storm. You're going to take care of it. Go to sleep." So when we're searching for the light, we have to understand it comes with a great peace. It comes with a great peace. It comes with a great overpowering presence. You'll find in John 18:6, it says, As soon then as he had said unto them, "I am he that went backwards and fell to the ground." So Jesus, when his Holy Ghost hits you, when his spirit hits you, it is an overwhelming spirit. I mean, talking about the craziness where you run, you jump, you start crying, You start laughing. I mean, no matter how the Holy Ghost hits you, it just is going to hit you in some way. Some people speak in tongues, some don't. But let me tell you something. It is an overwhelming presence. It will change your attitude. Yeah. It will change your life once the anointing of God hits you. Yeah. Once the anointing of God hits you, you're forever changed. Okay. Even if you go back to that old life, there's something still stuck inside of you that's going to remind you about the light that you found.
Yes.
In Acts chapter 9, verse 4, and it says, he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why thou persecuted me? That presence of God was so strong. He was walking in so much pride and thinking he was doing the right thing. He even went to the chief priest and went to go get the letters.
Yes.
And said, yeah, I need these letters. I'm going to go get these Christians. And God said, Jesus said, not today, Saul.
Right.
Poof, there's a light and he falls with a power.
Yes.
And when that power comes, there's just an overwhelming presence to change things.
Yes.
And there are gifts inside of you. If you're an anointed woman and man of God, to start to change. And your boldness starts to creep up in you. And they shall saw the wicked, but revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and he shall destroy what is brightness of his coming. He's going to be coming back one day.
Yes.
If the light of Jesus Christ, if you have not gave your life to Jesus Christ yet, you have not gave your life to the man named Jesus, you better start, because he is going to come one day and he's going to destroy darkness forever.
Yes.
And you're going to be with the darkness in the lake of fire. If you don't know Jesus.
Yes.
And that's the nice way to put it, sister.
All right.
Yes.
I ain't going to be too blunt with him today. Revelations 1:17 says that when I saw him, I fell at my feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last.
Yes.
Jesus is the first and the last. He is the finisher of all faith.
Yes,
he is the beginning and the end.
Yes, he is.
I cannot breathe without him. If you look into the Greek word urok, it is the breath of life.
Yes.
He breathed in me. He lives inside of me. So because he lives inside of me, I am his temple. I have to watch what I do. I have to watch what I say. I have to make sure it's okay with him before I do anything. Because that light of that world lives inside of me. I am the conduit of the Holy Ghost. I am basically Jesus Christ walking on earth. Not saying I am Jesus Christ before somebody starts that and calls in. That's not what I'm saying, but we are his disciples on earth now.
Yes.
We are his disciples. We are doing his work. We are the hands and the feet of God. So we have to move like God moves. We have to talk like God talks.
Right.
One day I'll come here and I'll talk about, one day we'll go in and we'll go into what is a deep prayer. What is the language of God? That's a whole different subject for a whole different day. I really get fired up for that one. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just. He will forgive you of us our sins and purify us in all unrighteousness.
Yes.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Yes.
From whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of?
Yes.
If you have Jesus, Sister Jackie,
yes,
there's nothing that should scare you.
Amen.
There's nothing that should worry you. There's nothing that should concern you. If you get a bad doctor's report saying you have this or you have that, I like to look at my doctor and say, doctor, I don't trust your report. I trust Jesus' report.
All right.
I had cancer. They said I would not be able to talk because it was on spread to my throat and stuff. But after we got the report, there was a chemical there that did not make it spread. It was supposed to be. It was full-blown cancer, size of a golf ball on my thyroid. And when they took it out, like, when you get out, we got to see if you could talk or not, because you may or may not be able to talk. Because if it's cancer, it could spread to your throat. There's not a bit of cancer in me no more.
Amen.
I believe God took care of that. And the light of the world dried it all up.
All right.
You are going to have the light just as a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the darkness does not know where they're going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of the light.
Yes.
When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Even after Jesus had performed so many signs, they still would not believe in him.
Amen.
Please do not hear these words of God and do not believe.
Amen.
This is a call out to the ones that do not know the Lord. We're running out of time here in a few minutes. So I just wanted to tell you, if you do not know the Lord, I want to give you a chance to go ahead and just bow your heads right now and ask God. I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'm going to finish the message. But I just feel in my spirit right now that there's somebody out there right now that is thinking of, I wish I really knew the man that has this light. I am going through a trial, and I see somebody is going through a trial of sickness in my spirit. And that person is going through a sickness in my spirit. It's about 34 to 40 years old. You're in that age range. And that is you. God is calling you out right now and saying that it is time to get saved. And if you get saved, He is going to heal you. And you're going to be a great man of God. And you're going to testify and preach the gospel. But if you do not, this is a warning. You do not, you will die without knowing Jesus. Lord, Father, we just ask you right now, Father, this person that does not know you, Father. Father, I just want to say the sinner's prayer for myself and let them repeat it. Father, I accept you as my Savior. I believe you died on the cross and you rose on the third day. I believe that you sent your Holy Spirit to live inside of us, Father. Father, forgive me for my sins and I accept you as my Savior, Father. I accept you as the one true God, the truth, the way, and the life. Yes. You're the only way, Father. And I ask you to change my life radically, Father, from the inside out. Yes. And Father, I ask you to be the light in my world that guideth me.
Yes,
Father, let's finish this up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's why I said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
Yes,
I think I need to stop right there with that verse.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:14, the one I just talked to, this is for you. This is why it said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
Yes, sir.
That is for you.
Amen.
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 That way you got time to give your boxes away.
Amen. Amen. You got to thank God for the man of God. Thank God for Daniel Robert Roberts of Our First Sins. We're going to ask Sister Smythe if she has anything to say, a few words before we give away our box and turn back in the hands of Deacon Rutledge.
I just love that message. He is light.
Amen.
And He is the light that light shines my darkest hours.
Yes.
When I think that there's all hope lost,
yes,
He brings it in and He just brightens everything up.
Yes.
You know, and I'm so glad that I know my God and He is so much my light in my life.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just so thankful, and I just wanted to shout out to everybody that if you don't know God,
yes,
if you don't know God, you need to know this man.
Amen.
This man, have this light live in your heart.
Yes.
It's a light that you cannot deny. Yes. It's just overwhelming and just want to just get you excited because He died for you.
Yes.
He lived, He breathed, He died for you. He bare every bit of punishment upon His body.
Yes.
For our sins. And I'm just so grateful. And I want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank Sister Robbins, amen, for those comments on the word talking about Jesus is the light. We know that Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. Amen. We thank God. He told us that we're supposed to be the light. He was the light while He was here, but He left us to be the light. He said, "Ye are the light of the world, a city that sitteth on a hill, which cannot be hid." So yes, if we got Jesus in us, we're supposed to be a light shining. And God for to get the glory out of our life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming from the man of God talking about the light. Amen. Let the light of Jesus shine in you each and every day of your life.
Amen.
You know Jesus. Let your light shine everywhere you go. The sunrise said, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. In my home, on my job, everywhere I go, I'm going to let this little light shine." Amen. Because you know a lot of people don't want to come out of sin. Their Bible says they love darkness rather than they do light. Because the light going to reveal what they're doing. Amen.
Amen.
That's why a lot of people don't want to come to the light because their sins or whatever they're doing are getting shown up through the light. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God for the man of God and the word of God. And we thank everyone for listening by Facebook. At this time, I want my first caller. Amen. We're going to give away our Father's Day gift boxes. Amen. The first box we're going to give away, it's high time to wake up out of sleep. Amen. Jesus is soon to return, and we got to be ready when He comes. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn be ready to grab us from Jesus. Let Him come forth in His own way in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's great to be with you today.
Amen.
On the Voice of Bibb County, BIB Radio, 11:10 a.m.
Amen.
Yes.
So today we're going to talk about the subject that the vision was taken care of.
All right.
So we're going to start out with Acts chapter 10.
Amen.
There was a centurion man.
Amen.
A Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band.
Yes.
A devoted man of God. Remember that,
yes.
A devoted man of God.
Yes.
And one that feared God with all of his house. All of his house. Not just one or two people in his house, but all his house, which included his soldiers that was under him, which have gave him much alms to the people, which he gave alms to the poor people.
Yes.
And prayed to God always.
Yes,
he was saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, and an angel of God came coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius.
Yes.
And when he looked up and on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy alms are come from a memorial before God. And now send me men to Joppa and call for the one Simon, who was surnamed Peter. He lodged with the one Simon, a tanner, who his house is by the sea, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest do.
Yeah.
And when it came to the angel which spaketh unto Cornelius was departed, he called his two household servants and his devoted soldiers. He called the people right beside him, his most important people in the house.
Yes.
Of them that waited on him continuously. These are the people that waited on this man because he was a known man. He was a soldier of the centurion army, and he was known and feared. He was also a Gentile. Remember that.
All right.
And when he had declared all these things unto him, he sent to Joppa. On the other side, I'm going to try to get through this because I want to get through this most of this chapter. Acts chapter 10 verse 9 says, On the morrow. Remember, when God is working on something in our life, he's working on one side and he's working on the other side.
Yeah.
So as he was giving dreams and angels to Cornelius, he was giving visions to Peter.
Yeah.
And on the morrow, as they went on their journey, and Peter drew nigh unto the city of Peter and went upon the household top to pray into the sixth hour. He went into his secret place. Say secret place.
Secret.
He went into his secret place to pray.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we will pray and we will not get into our secret place. It is important to have prayer with God in our secret place.
Yes.
That is when a lot of revelations, oh thank you Lord, are revealed to us in our secret place.
Yes.
Not when we're praying in the open, not when we're praying at the altar of our church, but when we get with God one-on-one and we watch what God does in the secret place.
Yes.
And he become very hungry. And when he would have eaten, but while they had made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open up in a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at all four corners, like the four corners of the earth, and let down to the earth. Wherein, so this vessel, when it came down, it stretched all across the earth. Think about that. This one vessel stretched all across the earth. And so it just didn't touch this person or that person or this animal or that animal. This vessel stretched all the way across the earth. There's a reason why the vessel named Jesus Christ stretches all the way across the earth.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Nick, at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein we are all manners of the four-footed beast of the earth, and wild beast, and creepy things, and fowl of the air, were all in this sheet.
Yes.
And it came to a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. Now you remember back then, they did not eat footed beasts. They would only have certain things they could eat. They did not eat pigs and hoofs and stuff like that. So when Peter saw all these four-footed beasts, and the wild beast and the creepy things, Peter's like, I can't eat that, Lord. But Peter said unto him, Peter said, Not so, Lord. I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
Yes.
And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God has clean that call not thou common.
Yes.
So we always usually seem to go as Christians into, okay, I can eat pork or I can eat bacon. But I want to take you in a different mindset that was not talking about at this time of the revelation that God was talking about to Peter was that he was talking about all men, all women can be saved because of the glory of God.
Yes.
And I want to prove that to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Continue. Daniel chapter 10. Let's go to verse 34.
All right.
I'm skipping some of this because time-wise, you can go back and read all of chapter 10. I promise you it'll bless you. I've read it 10 times.
Yes. All right. Come on.
Then Peter opened his mouth. So now Cornelius has met Peter, right?
Yes.
Cornelius has invited Peter. So the Gentile who was not supposed to sup, was not supposed to visit, just like the woman at the well was not supposed to talk to Jesus, but Cornelius invited Peter into his house. Peter could have been killed just for going near Cornelius' house. Now, I've preached this before, even in this very pulpit, about the divine connections are important. But God wants us to go a different way today. He wants you to understand that because Cornelius invited Peter into his house.
Yes.
And Peter accepted the invitation.
Yes.
Now, when Peter turned and then Cornelius said, hey, basically, I'm summing up some of this. Hey, I got some people here that want to talk to you and they want to listen to the message of God.
Yes.
Well, Peter, in his hot mindset, was thinking it'll be his family. But when he walked in, it was almost the whole city.
Yes.
The whole people in that area were gathered in the centurion, which tells me the centurion had to have a big house.
Yes.
And so Peter had an instant congregation there.
Yes.
And so the dream the vision and the trance that Peter had was so important because it was getting him prepared for what God got him to do.
Yes.
A lot of times when we have dreams and we have visions, we take them as a grain of salt. But if Peter took this as a grain of salt, he may have just woke up, killed a pig and ate it. But he didn't. He followed what God had called him to do by accepting the invitation in Cornelius' house.
Yes, amen.
Now listen, there is something going across America which is a false doctrine. It's saying if you're white or you're black, different ones say you cannot get to heaven because of your race, because of your color, because of your education. I'm here to tell you that is a lie from the pits of hell itself.
Yes, it is.
Because see, Peter here, we could have told the Gentiles, hey, you are not of God, you are not a Jew, you cannot get in heaven. But no, because of that vision, it broke the division of racism. It broke the division of culture.
Yes.
It broke the division of so many things that kept them from being saved.
Yes.
Because this centurion man, when he was told he couldn't believe in God, believed in God anyway. When the centurion man was told he couldn't know Christ, he still sent for Peter.
Yes.
Oh yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It may have took an angel to get his attention, but he sent for the man that was full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I don't want no half-baked preacher preaching to me. I want somebody who is full of the Holy Ghost with a brimstone and fire.
Yes.
I don't want somebody who is lackadaisical and just wants to preach good, 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 good. But I want you to tell me if I'm doing wrong. I want you to tell me about the good news.
Yes.
I want you to tell me that Jesus died on the cross and I'm washed in the blood.
Yes.
But let's get back to Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, persuade that God is no respecter of person.
Yes.
So Peter even got revelation in himself and saying, wait a minute, because God, you sent somebody after me and I got to go here because I understand you're no respecter of persons. When you said, every nation that feareth him, he worketh in righteousness and accepted with him. But in every nation that he feared him. So no matter what nation you're in, whether you're in Africa, whether you're in one of the states in the United States of America, whether you're in Indonesia or Asia, as long as you fear the Lord, you accept him as your Savior, you shall be saved.
Yes.
The Bible says, John 3:16, who... God so loved the world, whosoever believeth in him shall not have perished, but have everlasting life. Whosoever.
Yes.
It did not say Jackie because she's an African American or Wanda because she's Caucasian. It said whosoever shall be saved shall have eternal life.
Yes.
So the Holy Ghost is not just for the Baptist, it's not just for the Pentecostals, it's not just for the Church of God of Prophecy, but it's for all that will believe and ask for it.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but if you're listening today on the voice of Bibb County, 11:10 a.m., I feel the Holy Ghost up in this place right now. You better raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for Cornelius and Peter meeting, because that broke the bonds so we as Gentiles could be saved.
Yes.
The word of God which God sent unto the children of Israel.
Yes.
Preaching peace by Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes.
He is the Lord of all.
Yes, He is.
Acts chapter 10, verse 37 says, that word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judah, and become from Galilee after the baptism which John prepared.
Mm.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says, how did anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing and healing all who was oppressed of the devil.
Yes.
God was with him, and were witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and the Jerusalem, and who slew and hanged him on the tree.
Amen. Yes.
Acts chapter 10, verse 40 says, and God said, raise up the third day and shew him openly.
Mm.
And 10:41 says, not to all the people, but unto the witnesses chosen before of God. Even unto us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead, and commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that he is, which was ordained by God to be the judge and quick of death. To him give all the prophets and witnesses throughout his name. Whosoever, say it with me, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.
Yes.
If we call upon his name to ask forgiveness of our sins, he is just to ask forgiveness of our sins.
Yes.
And he is just to forgive us.
Yes.
Yes.
If you call upon him and you ask him in your heart, he is just to come in our heart. If you ask him to help you with your finances, he is just to help you with your finances.
Yes.
If you ask him, Brother Bruce, to deliver you from a hospital bed, he is just to deliver you from a hospital bed. If you ask him to deliver you from a sickness or an illness, he is just to deliver. He is just waiting for you to connect your faith with his love, his admiration for his people.
Yes.
While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon all them which heard the word. It did not save Sister Jackie African Americans and Sister Juan. It didn't say Caucasians. It didn't say Centurions. It did not say Gentiles. It did not say Jews. It did not say Jewish. It did not say Asians or Indonesia. It did not say that, but it said all which heard the word. It did not say Baptist. It did not say Pentecostal. The devil will use the division of the denominations. The devil will use the division of race. The devil will use the division of anything he can to get us from being in one accord.
Yes.
If we as Christians would learn to be in unity as they were in the centurion house, as they were in chapter 3 of Acts in the upper room, it says they were in one accord. They had to sit there for 50 days and try to get in one accord. It took them 50 days to get in one accord.
Yes.
But when they got in one accord, the fiery Holy Ghost fell through there like none before. They were speaking in unknown tongues.
Yes.
They were ready to go, and guess what happened in the chapters later? They went, and it was over 3,000 to 6,000 people delivered. Why? Because they went out, not of their own, but they went out commissioned by the word of God, and went out with the Holy Ghost as one of the main weapons. The Holy Ghost falls on the Gentiles.
Yes.
Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon all them which heard the word.
Yeah.
And they were circumcised which believed, were astonished. And so what this is saying is those that were Peter, that probably, because you know, they always went two by two. They never really went nowhere. So I'm pretty sure Peter took somebody with him. Because it says they were circumcision. So that would be the Jews, not the Gentiles.
Yeah.
So he said those that were circumcision which believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter. So there was more than two who came.
Yes.
Many that came with Peter. Because the one that the Gentiles also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm sure he took his crew with him.
Yes.
Just as our apostle Deborah takes her crew when she goes somewhere.
Yes.
She had the Holy Ghost backing with the people that's with her that she knows can pray while she's in the pulpit.
Yes.
So Peter took his crew. And his crew was astonished.
Yes.
Because they never seen a Gentile get the Holy Ghost. They never seen a Baptist get the Holy Ghost. They never seen a Church of God of Christ get the Holy Ghost. They never seen the Church of God or the ones that don't like music get the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they're saying. They didn't see this ethnicity or this culture get the Holy Ghost. And it astonished them. That is a big word in the English language.
Yeah.
It's not it wowed them, but it astonished them.
Yeah.
It wowed them so much that they were speechless, is what
yes.
that tells
yes.
me.
Yes.
For they heard them speak with tongues.
Yes.
Verse 10, verse 46. Magnified by God, and then answered Peter. For they heard him speak with tongues, magnified, and then answered Peter. So they never really said nothing to Peter, right?
Yes.
How many times did Jesus answer without somebody speaking to him? Because Peter was walking with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Walking with the same thing Jesus was walking with.
Yes.
Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized with, have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? He said, hey, can somebody go get some water?
Yes.
We need to baptize them in the water also. They've already got the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They've already been filled with the Holy Ghost. They were already believing in Jesus before they even got there.
Yes.
Man, how would it be to preach to a congregation, Sister Jackie, that when you walked in, everybody was already
yes.
saved, everything was already good, they were already believing. All you had to do was give them a few words and they were all at the altar.
Yes.
I mean, he really had a congregation set up for him.
Yes.
So one thing we can understand is because of the visions, and if we believe the visions and the things that God shows us in the supernatural, it will set us up for what
yes.
God has
yes,
for us.
Yes, amen.
And can any man forbid water that these people should not be baptized? He's saying, does anybody object to this?
Mm.
Somebody go get some water. Does anybody which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Last verse. Acts chapter 10, verse 48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, then prayed that him to tarry certain days.
Amen.
They liked it so much, they said, Preacher!
Stay with us!
Yeah!
We want more!
We want more! We can't get people to be in church more than once a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, churches, why have you closed your churches?
Yes.
I sit with one of my clients and she said I could use this. I will not say her name because of confidentiality, but she says, I don't get off work till later. I need the evening services.
Yes.
I need time to go and just pray at the altar because that's my safe place.
Yes.
But when
yes.
churches close only one day, they only open one day of the week from 9 to 10 or whatever, I have no place to go.
Yes.
And so that made me wonder, how many of us need to set something up where we have prayer 24 hours?
Mm.
Or she said, if nothing else, be open churches to at least 10 p.m. so that she could get in and she could get in and she could pray.
Yes.
So church pastors, if you're listening, I challenge you. It's time to open your churches
yes,
back fully.
Yes.
It's past time. Don't let the spirit of fear stop you.
Yes, amen.
But remember, division was broken. So we need to quit walking in our churches in division.
Yes.
We need to start walking
yes.
that the Holy Ghost will sanctify and save anyone, anywhere,
yes.
anytime, any place.
Yes.
And let's be the doctors and the nurses for Jesus.
Yes.
Let's be the spiritual guys that these people need in this hour, this end of times hour that
yes.
we are going through. Do not
yes.
be thinking this strange when we will be tried to have our mouths shut once again, just like during COVID. It will be coming. I'm prophesying and telling you now, you better get ready, pastors, because there will be another wave coming
yes.
that is
yes.
going to be worse than this wave. I'm not saying
yes.
the sickness, but it's going to get us to, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. It's going to try to shut our mouths up once again
yes.
because the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, the angel of light, does not want us to testify about
yes.
what God has done in our lives.
Yes.
He does not want to testify, because if we testify, we overcome by the word and the blood of
yes.
the Lamb.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we must understand we are not divided in unity. We conquer together.
Yes.
We are one. We are one no matter what race, what color, what denomination,
yes.
what ethnicity, whether
yes.
your country or your city, whether
yes.
your ghetto or country. It does not matter. We are one in the Lord.
Yes.
No matter if you're Baptist, Pentecostal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera,
yes.
Catholics even. We need to work together to
yes.
get souls
yes.
saved. If you know me, you know my heart is to get souls saved. I do crazy things. I take Christian rappers, Christian rock bands, Christian heavy band, metal bands, and travel. Yeah, it may look like a little bit of the world, but let me tell you something. I have not forsaken
Woo!
The foundation
yes.
just as Peter had the
yes.
foundation. when he walked into Caesar's house. He walked into to Centurion's house, and he had the Holy Ghost with him. When we go do these things in Atlanta this weekend, I will walk in that house of God with the Holy Ghost with me, whether it was there before I got there or not. But now I know the lady that is there, she is a woman of God, an apostle, a doctor, and also a counselor, so I know her heart. I have spoke with her. But there is churches that we may walk in as ministers that we may not have to carry the Holy Ghost with us inside there. Because sometimes the Holy Ghost has departed from that location. And God is sending you to ignite and relight the fire. We need to know what our assignments is when we walk into churches and evangelists. We need to know what our assignment is when we need to walk into churches as a prophet, as an apostle, as a teacher. We need to walk in our assignments and know what it is when we walk as a pastor. Because the pastor is the shepherd. He is to hold and teach and mold the flock and keep them uplifted and find out the ones he needs to send out. Because we cannot preach the word unless we be sent.
Amen.
I thank God for my apostle Deborah Dancy that sends us out, that lets us go, lets us talk, and lets us preach the word of God, no matter what God tells us to do. Now, she gives us direction. She'll say, not now, or maybe later, but that is okay, because I will listen to my leader, but she gives us the power, and she is not stingy with a pulpit. Pastors, if you're stingy with your pulpit, quit being stingy. These people are the next generation of pastors, preachers, and evangelists that we must train, and we must get ready to go do what Peter did, to go into the Gentiles' house, to go into the prisons, to go into the ghetto, to go into the country, to go into places that God has called them to go. But if you do not raise them up and you do not send them, how can they preach the gospel? I'm so happy that Peter saw the vision in the trance that we got us to where we can be saved also. Because if it was not for that, this division that the enemy put at the beginning and even Jesus' time was there, we saw Jesus many times try to break this division between the Gentiles and the Jews. But even at the woman at the well, she said, I cannot talk to you. I cannot talk to you. I'm not supposed to be talking to you. But he said, but I'm the living water. Peter took the living water to Cornelius' house. Are you taking the living water with you today? Now let's go ahead. We talked about the preachers and the fivefold ministry. Let me get ready to end with this right here, which is another 5 minutes for a preacher at least. You as a lay member, you as a Christian, you are an evangelist in a way. You may not have the title, you may not have the schooling, but you are supposed to overcome by your testimony. If you are not at least telling one person a day about what God did for your life, are you doing justice for the Bible? Are you doing justice for the ones in your community? If you're not telling people that God healed you of this or delivered you from that, quit being shy about what God did for you. I think about the woman at the well when she ran and told the whole city. Or when Mary met Jesus when he was risen at the grave, and she went and ran straight to the disciples. Why? Because they were mouthpieces. They were mouthpieces because God had to have somebody deliver the message. They were sent by Jesus himself.
Yes, they were.
And so we have to understand that we as lay members, our ministry is not just to preach and teach, but it's to be love for those that have broken.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus was agape love, and agape love put him on the cross, because the men put him on the cross, and he could have been taken off that cross by 10,000 angels. But he sat there because he loved you. I would like to end this with a day. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ, or maybe you have fallen out of what we call holy walk or the holiness, and you have fell out of that and you've got away from Jesus, I want to give you the opportunity today. I want to ask you today to say this prayer with me. I do this, and you'll find out I do this with every single time I do something now. The Lord has put it on my heart. We do it no matter what setting we're in, whether it's a live or a radio or a crusade. I'm going to end with an altar call. So first of all, let's do this. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
I believe that you died on the cross and you rose on the third day.
I believe that you died on the cross and you rose on the third day.
Lord, I ask you forgiveness for my sins.
Lord, I ask you forgiveness for my sins.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now go tell somebody that you got saved and go find a Bible-believing church. You can call the radio station, message Sister Jackie Shepherd. She will find you a church. Now, I know one, if you want to drive to Bessemer, Jehovah's Shalom International Kingdom Ministries. We will take you, no matter what you look like, what color, what race you are. But there's others in Bibb County that I know a few pastors here in Bibb County, so you can reach out to me also. Sister Jackie knows a few with the radio station, she can send you to somebody that she may feel wherever God leads her to send you to. We don't always send them to our home church because you may not be a fit for that church. You may be a fit for another church that God needs your talents at that church. So we thank you. Also, let's say this little prayer, Father. If anybody that needs your healing and your deliverance, Father, I ask you right now, you send your Holy Spirit to them, Father. And Father, we command a healing right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Father. Father, we pray for Bibb County, Father, that if there's any crime here, Father, we cancel the attack of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just thank you for this radio station, Father. And Father, I ask you to bless this radio station for still putting on the Word of God even in the midst of these times, Father. Father, bless it supernaturally, financially, Father. Father, bless the leaders spiritually and mentally, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you would like to find us, you can find us on Evangelist Robert Roberts Facebook or iThirst Ministry and Counseling's Facebook. If you would like to donate to our ministry, you may do so through Cash App iThirst Men. Cash App iThirst Men. That helps us travel and take. If you are a pastor and would love us to bring the crusade to Bibb County, we would love to do that for you.
Yes.
There's no requirement. We just ask for an offering, of course, like most everybody. But that helps me get the bands here.
Yes.
And so we would love to do that. If you want to call, my cell phone number is 205-240-5066. We also offer a Christian counseling also. For private pay. So that's something else we could talk about if you give us a call or messages. Thank you. I'm turning it over to Jackie Shepherd. Evangelist Jackie Shepherd. Thank you.
You can ask his wife and she'd like to have something to say.
This is a good message for today because we're living in division, separation, hate.
Yes.
And we can't walk that way.
Amen.
If we are truly called by God and we call ourselves Christians, we can't walk in hate.
Amen.
We can't hate each other.
Amen.
Just because we're different. Just because you may go to a Pentecostal church and I may go to a Baptist church or I may have been raised Catholic. You can't hate me if you're truly find God in your heart.
Amen.
And that's what we have to understand is God said it in the Word.
Yes.
Division doesn't work.
Amen.
A kingdom divided in on itself cannot stand. It only can be torn down from the inside out. That's the reason the devil will put in his little nymphs in a kingdom to tear it down.
Yes.
So we have to, as Christians, if we call ourselves a true Christian, we have to walk as true Christians.
Yes.
Stand as true Christians. Be a true Christian of Christ.
Yes.
And do what God says to do. And God said division cannot be anymore.
Amen.
Because when he died, all of that left.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You think Evangelist Roberts and Evangelist Wonder, coming to me today, talking about, that God is not a divided God, and God God is no respecter of person, I thank God for the Word of God, because, breaking down some barriers and different things, because, the Bible, whosoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes.
Like he said, all we got to do is repent and ask God to forgive us for our sins, and confess it, God is a just God. He's a God that's able to forgive us for our sins. I thank God for Evangelist Roberts, He all about the kingdom, building up the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And that's what it's about. And that's what we need in this day and time. We need more people like him, building up the kingdom of God, telling people about God, And God is not a God of respect a person, No, people look at people like, oh, they can't be saved because they might be worse. But you got to remember Paul. He was the chief of sinners.
Yes.
We got to go and save him.
Yeah.
Let me know God can save anybody.
Yes.
If we think maybe I can be saved, they can be saved in God outside because the Bible said God so loved the world that God so loved the world that he gave his life.
Yes.
And he died for everybody. Everybody got an opportunity to receive Christ.
Yes.
Yes.
All you got to do is just come.
Yes.
Just come. He just wants you to come.
Yes.
He just wants you to come.
Yes.
Give him a chance.
Yes.
Try Jesus.
Yes.
We, you know, sometimes we try everything else. We try drugs. We try another man, woman. We just try everything. But it's time to try Jesus.
Jesus.
He is the answer for the world today. All we got to do is try Jesus. And we thank God for Evangelist Robert bringing forth that anointed word, telling us about the vision. See, we thank God because by right, we were left out. We were the Gentiles.
Yes.
Look how God adopted us into this royal family.
Yes.
How he used Peter, a Jew, amen, to go minister the word of God to the Gentiles. And look, people hungry for the word of God.
Yes.
All we got to do is obey God. Just go.
Yes, amen.
When we go, the Holy Ghost will tell us what to say.
Mm.
See, you got to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And
yes.
We thank God for the word of God. Amen. At this time, we ask you to tune in next Wednesday. Amen. At the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to be getting Evangelist Roberts back real soon. So we thank God for him and his wife coming and sharing with us the word of God. Amen. I thank God for the word. Because I was thinking, you know, other night I was thinking about over there with Corinthians, where he said, because I'm the foot, you can't say I have no need of you because I'm the eye, I have no need of you. But God, I always am important in the body of Christ.
Yes.
And I thank God for that. Amen.
Yes.
Because
amen.
I need you, you need me, we need each other.
Yes.
But we all need God. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We're going to turn it back in the hands of Deacon Bruce.